But the announcement this morning that Bryson Recycling is now taking over the operation, day-to-day operation of those sites, the prices will be driven down. Something that has happened in the last 12 months as well, that the prices have been driven down. It will be much cheaper for people to go to the civic community sites with large waste materials. And we must also remember, on the other hand, that because Bryson Recycling are taking over the day-to-day operations of these civic community sites, it now means that the council staff that would have been employed and deployed to look after the civic community sites to date will now be in a position to be operational on the ground on behalf of Donegal County Council, which means that we will have more litter wardens in the county.
And with recycling now made cheaper and more council staff out on the ground, hopefully we'll see a decrease in illegal dumping now in the county.
Hopefully that the illegal dumping, people throwing rubbish in the countryside and bogs around this county will cease, because there will be more of a, I suppose, a thought through approach and an evidence-based approach by Donegal County Council, because they have more staff to work on the ground to combat such illegal activity.
Even so, do you still think we need more civic amenity sites here in County Donegal?
Well, it is without doubt, Barry. I suppose when we look at geographical positions such as people living in Downings or Creasla, Dunfanaghy, Fulcarra, where the near civic amenity site is either in Letterkenny or in Dunloe, there's a massive gap there whereby we need something in there so that people don't have to travel exorbitant distances to be benefiting from these sites. It's something that needs to be worked on.